Cedar Bluff Town Council.
It makes it look like you voted during the workshop, and you cannot make a motion of it during the workshop. So I don't know how you want to fix that, but it goes into was present at the workshop to ask for this, that. They requested $30,000, and in return, he gets a key to the weight room. I don't recall him saying he got a key, but maybe we do. In the basement to be used as a storm shelter. A motion to consider was made by Councilmember Gray. So even though it's under other business, we've got all this information about a workshop. I don't know if we need to have it in there or later in the meeting or under other business or put this workshop stuff somewhere else. Because if I pick this up later and I read that, that would not be clear to me. And then on 6, we specifically stated that this $30,000 would not come out of ARPA. It was coming out of general fund. We were very clear on that. And then it was also that to allow this town of Cedar Bluff to use existing rate room as a community center. But this was in exchange for a commitment from Cherokee County Board of Education to build the thing. We weren't going to give that money until that happened.
It was coming
out of general. It's not coming out of ARPA. There's no way.
That's what I had
right
now.
Well, it's incorrect.
Motion.
It was, we mentioned
board.
General.
What did you say? I think I said ARPA at first and then the hoopla, and then I think we talked about putting it out in general.
General fund. Yeah.
But the bottom line, we didn't base it on whether we got a key to the basement of the building or not. We based it on whether the council, the superintendent's office, would agree to give them
all
$400,000. And if he talked to the superintendent and he would agree to that, then we would release $30,000. Doesn't say, this says we're exchanging $30,000 for a key to the basement.
That's
basically what it says.
Yeah, it says in exchange he offered the town the key.
She made in her motion, she said that with an agreement that we would be allowed to use it as a community storm shelter. She said that in her, when she made her motion.
And that the funding would be secured and we would get information from Cherokee County Board of Education. That's the problem. The guy who, he left, you know, he was cool with what we said over here about to consider it. He was going to come back to us with that contract. But all that, and then this other motion was made following that. But there was, this makes it look, I agree with Jack, over here it makes it look like we're exchanging for a key. Here it looks like we're exchanging for the right for a weight, to use the weight room. We exchanged it. What if we cut a check for $30,000 and never gets built? I mean, there's no promise that that building's ever going to be built. We're not exchanging.
The board says that it will get built. That's when the money
that's
will be released.
That's when the money will be released, but it doesn't look like that anymore. It looks like we're giving them $30,000 so we can use the weight room. And that's not what it is. That's not what we voted on.
Tim specifically said that. He said, if we're giving this money, if the superintendent would agree to spend the rest of the money.
And we did say that we weren't giving.
Superintendent of schools.
We did say we weren't giving $30,000 until it was approved.
Yes.
Until they start to build the weight room.
Well, I noticed the paper said something totally different, that we approved a field house, so, I mean, that was misleading too. But, you know, I told people, no, we're not building a field house to the school, that's inaccurate. So when I got calls on that, but this is not right. Number one, it's not out of ARPA. Number two, we're not doing these funds in exchange for an agreement that we will, the Cedar Bluff will use an existing weight room. That's not what that $30,000 is for. It's for a contribution to build a building.
The money's set to be built.
For the field house, right?
The money's to be spent, the money was given to the field house.
Yes, and a new one.
But that's not what that says. It says, in exchange for a written agreement to allow the town of Cedar Bluff to use the existing weight room as a community storm shelter. I don't hear anything about building a field house, because nothing in there about that. So that needs fixed.
I think that's why I added the information above to state where this money was, why this money was even being discussed. That's where I said the Cedar Bluff School Principal Tori McDaniel was present at the workshop to ask, because I didn't want to say he was in the meeting, he wasn't, to ask for the town's help to support the construction of a new athletic field house.
Okay, keep going.
Mr. McDaniel requested the amount of $30,000. In exchange, he would offer the town of Cedar Bluff a key to the current weight room facility in the basement of the school to be used for a community storm shelter.
So that's his counter.
A motion to consider was made by Councilmember Grace. That's the way I heard, that's what I wrote back here, that's the way I heard her motion.
So you just said the same thing as I just said.
As you read.
I know, I just read it. It's just that we make this offer, in exchange, he offers the town of Cedar Bluff the key to the current.
But that's not in the minutes, is what she's saying. Minutes have to be added.
She can just amend it.
I mean, she can amend the minutes. If it wasn't, you could have called me and said, you know, hey, this is sound.
Friday. You know, I just got this. I don't spend my whole weekend reading your minutes. We're supposed to get these earlier than that, but anyway. What I'm saying is, this needs fixed.
Okay, we don't make a motion to amend.
Yeah, we do. It totally.
Well, it needs to be corrected, and it needs to be corrected.
Nothing is genius.
It's illegal if we can't pay enough money if we couldn't.
In exchange, we get a key.
Is that not a fact, Laura?
I'm sorry, I was looking, what did you say?
This is a legal document as far as if we end up paying out that money and someone says we shouldn't have paid it. This is all the town's got to give, the school has got to give us as a key to that basement. That's not what we said, and if this allowed to stay in the minutes as written.
Well, yeah.
It's legal.
Let me point out one thing, though. This is just kind of maybe another way to read what's on the paper. Number five, my understanding, the way that's written up, is that the motion that Ms. Grace made was to consider the proposal that Mr. McDaniel had brought to the council.
But it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. It says a motion to consider.
A motion to consider. Well, then it could say a motion to consider the proposal made by Mr. McDaniel was made, and y'all, because y'all had to first agree to even talk about it.
Uh-huh. And what did Mr. McDaniel propose? He says, in exchange, he offered the town of Cedar Bluff a key.
Okay, so all y'all did with number five was to agree, okay, we're going to talk about this tonight. So y'all talked about it, and then what you actually authorized and approved was number six.
But it's still wrong.
It's still in error, and it's listed.
And that's fine. In minutes, that's why y'all review them before you approve them. So, I mean, the process would be for there to be a motion, and whoever makes the motion to be specific in terms of how, you know, and address them separately, address five separately, and then address six separately.
Okay, we might as well cover this while we're at it. Y'all said at the last meeting, you instructed them that if they had a majority, that they could carry that vote out that day. And I said, no, it had to be a unanimous vote. Do you remember that?
I do remember.
The last meeting, I said it had to be unanimous vote, not a majority. If you let them vote, then Angela voted against it, but then you allowed her to make the motion anyway.
Okay.
Section 11452, Code of Alabama, requires that no ordinance or resolution of a permanent nature shall be adopted at the meeting when it is first introduced unless the unanimous consent of all members present is given for the immediate consideration and passage. We did not have unanimous vote, so it shouldn't have been considered in the first place.
Well, first of all, what that was not an ordinance or a resolution of a permanent nature.
So what is it?
An ordinance is an ordinance, which is in essence a law or a statute. A resolution of a permanent nature would be a resolution adopted by the town, which would be, just as it says, on some topic that would be of a permanent nature.
Like giving $30,000 and not getting it back?
Well, that was not a resolution of permanent nature. It was contingent upon, it wasn't a resolution, first of all, but it was contingent upon certain conditions that you all had made in putting it in the motion that was made, so.
Okay, I'll find it before the next meeting when we bring this up again. It's still not legitimate. There's also a statute that says that the monies cannot be spent on the initial meeting. It has to be approved the second meeting. I will bring that next meeting. I just didn't print it out. My printer wasn't working after I did this one. It's not a legal vote.
I will be more than happy to talk to you if you want to give me a call or if you want to come by my office.
I'd rather do it in public meeting.
I understand you would, but I'm telling you that I would appreciate
I don't want, he said type of deal. I'd rather be out in the public, and I know what it said. And I also know, since then, while we're on this subject, Tammy, can I go ahead and into this discussion I had of wanted about the field house? Since we're on this now anyway.
Well, I mean, I've got you on the thing.
Okay, well,
we'll go back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we can move it up. I'll move it up. That's fine.
Okay, my other thing is, even if it could have been voted on, it shouldn't have been a legal vote because Anna Grace works for the guy, works for the town, for the school system. She shouldn't have been allowed to vote on that. Tammy Crane cleans the schools. She shouldn't be allowed to vote on that.
I don't clean the schools.
Your people don't clean, have nothing to do with the school system?
No.
Okay, but then Anna Grace ought to be allowed to.
I don't mind anything to do with the school system.
So it'll never be unanimous at all.
Do what?
I said it'll probably never be unanimous again.
I don't think it has to be unanimous, is what you said, just having
a majority. I don't understand what the big deal is. We're having our school.
Well, that's not the point. I think he's talking about the legitimacy.
Nobody said that it was. It's not about school right now. It's the proper way to do it.
Let's not.
If you're going to spend $30,000 of these people's tax money after they already give money to the school.
That's wrong.
Was, if she works for the school and that the money wasn't going to her personally, could she vote on it? Or, I mean, she works for the Board of Education.
If you're asking for a legal opinion, I'll be glad to give that to you.
Okay. So why don't we do
this? I didn't see a problem with it at the time.
Okay. So why don't we tape? I mean, like, let's. Do you want to make the motion to about the minutes about? Do that first. We'll address that and do that first. So we're going back to the minutes to the number five. Let's do number five first.
So I think what the motion was made to consider helping support the construction of the new athletic field house in the amount of $30,000. That's what you made.
Okay.
So that's it.
That's what you want to amend for number five.
Yeah. Is everybody agreed to that?
Is that all you're going to amend on number five, or want to vote on it?
I want all that other stuff taken out because it's confusing. And all we're getting out of that is.
Or you just want to minus X all the rest of it?
All the way up to shelter.
Okay.
And a motion to consider supporting the construction of a new athletic field house in the amount of $30,000. Was made by Councilmember Griggs. Second was given by Councilmember Miller. And I don't know what you do about the motion, I guess, is still the same because that was our intention. You'd still go in, right? So then, after some discussion, a motion was made by...
She had your number six.
Was made by Councilmember Grace to approve the $30,000 to be paid to Cedar Bluff High School from general fund. From the general fund. In exchange for... I don't know what, is it an assurance that they're gonna build the thing?
If the board agrees, then we'll go for that.
See, the Dan was long gone at this point, so we don't even know. In exchange for... To pay the balance?
I don't know what it was for. No, he was just the $30,000 for the town to help.
In support of the construction of a... Athletic fieldhouse?
Athletic field.
That's what it was. The second was given by Miller. And I just say additionally, maybe additionally or moreover, the town of Cedar Bluff would use the existing break room as a community storm shelter. Guess that'd be moreover rather than additionally.
But it's this, and I guess what they didn't...
Oh, existing, newly built, newly renovated. But then they said later the reno was a part of it.
No, the renovation, the $30,000 was never going to the basement part. It was going strictly to the athletic, the new athletic field. Is that how much you wrote?
If I recall, it was the, if they built the field house, then that would free up the weight room so that they could renovate.
Yes, we're not doing a whole...
We can't play comments.
We're not doing a whole renovation under the basement.
I was asking your question.
You're fixing it for kindergarten too or something. That's not a school. That's not on the school. We could use...
Once we have the new athletic facility built, this under here can be a town.
And he said that he would actually go ahead and get it. And he's already...
Once the door gets bolted from inside the school downstairs to the weight room, the old weight room, that...
We can use the storm shelter as a storm shelter. Even if the building gets approved or not, he's still gonna let us use the storm shelter.
Yes.
Bought the basement of the school.
Can't use it as, just leave it.
What we're saying needs to be in the minutes. It's, we agreed that he would go see the superintendent and get a commitment from them before. That was all contingent on the meeting with the superintendent and then we'll get into that.
Yeah, we're...
That's not in here anywhere.
So what's it sound like so far, Ms. Reynolds?
I've only got that you wanted to keep the after some discussion, the motion was made by Councilmember Grace to approve the $30,000 to be paid to Cedar Bluff High School from the general fund. And I was waiting on y'all to decide.
That's good, okay.
What?
In exchange for a written commitment?
Commitment.
I like that word.
Written is what it was.
Yeah.
Or you could say contingent on...
Yeah, that's what...
Contingent on
a
written commitment from CCDOE
to build the field house after the Cherokee County...
We don't want to pay him $30,000 to use their...
Towards the construction of the field house.
Towards the construction of the field house? I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Go towards the construction.
So take out allow the town and just do towards the construction.
If we got the money, yeah.
Of the field house. And then moreover, the town will be allowed to use the existing weight room. Or whatever, the weight room, whatever it is.
And then moreover.
So that way we get something from them, but so just that key. I guess it's good enough.
You have to vote.
Yeah, I mean, there's
a... So I think I have a motion to amend the minutes of what, to number five and number six, but as Mr. Chief has stated.
I didn't even...
I need to get a...
I didn't get a motion for Angela's amendment to adopt the what she said, the rest.
She made the motion.
Yes, she did.
She made a motion?
Yeah.
Mr. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Harp?
Yes.
Ms. Ritchie?
Yes.
Mayor Kirby?
Yes. We got the approval of financials for March.
Obviously, you know, you asked a question.
But I saw that we just are now giving out all these uniform allowances.
Yeah.
We give, it's March, we did not before in January, and we gave out the, it looks like when I look back here, we gave out January to the maintenance crew, so why are they just now getting those? I'm just curious.
They're on a different timeframe than when they were receiving theirs anyways, and we.
Well, worse.
They haven't been before.
Well.
But what, Mayor?
We were splitting them, they were getting 300 and 300, and we gave some all together this time, so.
I just was curious, because it's like into the year, and every, the other people got theirs before. This is for all the police officers?
Yes.
You just paid the check directly to them?
Yes.
What's a badge and wallet? I mean, did somebody lose theirs or something for $477?
That.
This is badge and wallet, $477.
If you're asking me, I'll say.
Do you know what that is?
You're not?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
That was a badge that was ordered for the new officer and one for the magistrate for Jeannie and I to be in federal court.
So badges and wallets.
You have a uniform on here for applying for Jeremy Steps.
Who's that?
Yeah, that's.
Is he here?
Yes.
When was that hire date?
March the 31st. I think she was going to introduce him when we get to the police staff.
Give him uniform allowance on the 23rd.
That's because he was coming to work here, he had to be able to have the uniforms to come to work.
So the hire date is the 31st?
Well, his official start date, I'm sorry.
Start date.
His hire date, I would have to go back and look, was, I don't know, it was prior to that, but his official start date was considered the 31st or the 1st of April, I can't remember, but.
Let me ask you this, Timmy. We don't approve the hiring of a police officer?
No.
The council? So why don't we go with that case and approve the fire department if we have nothing to do with the police?
We do the volunteer.
If we're not gonna do the police department, I don't see no point in doing the fire department.
This is the way it's.
They're, I guess because they're not payroll, I don't know.
Since it's always been.
That's the way it's.
They're not considered.
We're going by where it's always been, we've always allowed them to speak in a workshop, always.
So who was, and this is nothing, I mean, welcome, but who was part of that, I mean, before we had.
We had two.
Who was on the, who did the interview for the new officer?
Well, I had already interviewed him.
Did you interview him?
I'd already interviewed him once before. Me and Brody interviewed him once before.
I did not interview anybody.
When you first came here, we've already interviewed.
I mean, for this person.
I interviewed.
Okay, the mayor did, okay.
For this one?
Just you? You didn't do it for me?
Or I don't know.
You do it for the town clerk and for.
That's only the town clerk and the police officer.
So just you interviewed the police officer?
Yes.
And the chief? I'm just curious, that seems odd, because he's got to work with him, right? He's a regular officer. Nobody else was in the interview.
Laura, do we not need anybody else when we do interviews?
Do interviews for what?
For police officers.
It's my understanding that the mayor in Cedar Bluff, that the mayor is the hiring authority for the police officers, so.
But if the chief has supervisory responsibility, and that's Alabama law, he's not part of the interview process? I think that just, that's just good business sense to have the person that works there. Maybe that's what it is, it's just good sense. So no one else was in your interview, just you and Miss Julia? And you found out about the position, was it posted? Was it still posted?
Yeah, it was posted when we took applications.
When did that close? February 1st?
We kept running it because I'm not gonna blog for, we run a police officer position, and nobody ever applauds, and we just kept running like four different times.
Is this a police officer position or investigator position?
Well, it's a police officer slash investigator.
So he hired him as an officer?
He is an officer.
He's an investigator.
His police officer slash investigator.
Not sergeant.
That's sergeant. He's an officer.
So.
So that's his description.
Did you get the police's input in the hiring him as a sergeant?
Yeah, we were just talking about that, Jack, and no, they didn't. Only taking interviews.
Y'all hired him as a sergeant without even asking the police chief about it? Sergeant would be your second in command, right?
That's correct.
Did he not recommend somebody within the department?
He did. I'm not gonna go into this. That's the discussion. I'm not gonna go into this here.
I just wondered about that, that's what I brought up, and who Jeremy Steps is, so that was getting the uniform on. And why we don't have uniforms to our officers.
Well, I got two more years of this.
Yeah.
The other question I have is about the Colbert firm, who is that?
That's Corey Colbert, he's a attorney.
Attorney for Ford.
He's a court appointed attorney.
Okay, I was asking the mayor, thank you. And what did you find out on the fire truck? Anything?
Still white on state law. Our insurance company take care of it now. So we should be moving forward now that our insurance is scheduled.
So they know, okay. Do they think that we'll have more?
State Farm is not gonna, I'm thinking they're not gonna take it though.
That's what we decided last month, they weren't gonna do it.
Well, that's what they pretty much said us now.
So did we talk to our?
Yeah, we already got the claim, they're already working on it and everything.
Yeah, because it's killing us.
Oh, I know, I know it is. And that we're gonna be able to get reimbursed back from State Farm, but what, I don't know, it'll take us to get reimbursed back.
The only other question I had is, I saw we got travel dues for the police department. So is that for some training that they're doing, the police?
I think the only travel was when Brody went to the class.
Shane had canine training as well.
This was on 331, it says traveler dues, police department hotel reservation. Is that a training you're going to for $1,500, $1,600?
Absolutely, I believe that would have been the canine training.
Oh, yeah, because when he went to the dollar, he's certified every year.
That was 331, that was just paying the card off.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so they have.
Every year the dog has to get reserved.
The dog, do our officers, besides the dog, do our officers, because we're doing the fire department training, right? And that's a free, is the fire department a free training? So the officer, our police officers, are they getting training too?
Yes, they have to do so many hours every.
So they can go to training?
Everybody's got their hours.
Is everybody caught up on their hours? No?
No.
Because we don't want to get out of compliance on that.
We have not done any training this year. I've not been allowed to see anybody.
Because I think we approved the budget for you.
$5,000 training budget that I haven't been able to use yet.
You requested it.
It was approved in the budget for last year.
And only this, the canine is the only one we've done? This 15?
I did go to executive training that has to be done. I have to have so many hours.
They went to train a last week.
I did go 2 days last week.
To the interview chief, but our officers, are they going?
I've not been able to see anybody yet.
We should probably make sure they're getting their training. We don't want to get out of compliance, kind of like we did with the fire department. So just, I guess, work with the mayor. That's the only, and I figured this was shots for Donna, the $335 on the bed. That's all I thought in mind.
You got a motion for that, for the approval of financial? No motion?
Motion that we do the financial with the corrections.
What corrections?
Didn't you give some corrections?
I just was asking a lot of questions, but with maybe that we note the correct, note the questions maybe.
I didn't hear her motion.
You made the motion, Ms. Lake?
Yes.
Yes?
Second. Mr. Vaughn?
Since our auditor informed us this is not a complete financial report, I'll vote no.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Harp?
Yes.
Ms. Ritchie?
No.
Mayor Crane?
Yes. Okay, under new business, the first thing we got is David Hartman.
I think Scott had to leave.
Scott always speaker, I think.
He had to leave.
He had to leave, okay. So we're going to...
The police department.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Police department report, yeah.
If I got the floor, nobody else was allowed to speak. Just want to let everybody know, make it public, that I'm being micromanaged. I'm not allowed to run the police department.
Brody, you're only giving the floor.
So if you have any...
Brody, you're only giving the floor.
To the council members here, I've...
Brody!
Voiced my concerns again.
Brody, stop. That's it.
Please.
All right, the department March 2023 report. Incident offense reports, 33. Total arrests, 20. 18 of those are misdemeanor, 2 were felonies. 6 were drug related. If you go back to 2020, we have 186 total cases. 4 cases that were new were added last month. 3 traffic accidents, 104 traffic stop contacts, 58 warnings, and 46 citations.
I have a question on the report. You know, and I don't know that much about policing, but I was at a meeting the other day with our police department at school, and they have we do our own police department. They were talking a lot about community policing and how, you know, that results in less felonies, less incidents. Is that the type of policing that we do here? Because it's kind of the newer...
That's the type of policing that I like to do myself. Officer Wynn does the same. We get out and talk to the public. You know, I've never heard any complaints except from town hall. So, you know, anything we do to get out and help the public, you know, our job is to change behavior, not to write tickets, not to write warnings, it's to change behavior to protect and serve. So the community policing, getting out, talking to everybody, you find out valuable information, and you build a bond with the community. So that's the kind of policing that I like to do.
Okay. You're all doing that within the department here at Cedar Bluff?
We're trying to do that as much.
Yeah. I just found it real interesting when they were talking about that it actually decreases. As they said, you know, and same with discipline, you can't always look at the numbers.
It's a major deterrent. It may just be a scene out there and getting out and talking to the public.
Scott's word on skill, you know, to make maintenance or something on this other David.
What is that?
I
What is the David Hartline Scott Boyd speaker? Does he know what that is?
I don't know a lot about it. I know he said it's something that he's wanting to receive. He's military or something. And he's,
Mr. Hartline, I think he's eligible, or is that for some sort of congressional medal for something?
And they're looking, they said something about him being eligible for it was if every, the county that he lives in, if every town or city supported him like a day. I don't want to really speak too much. I know what little bit Scott told me, that it would make it easier for him to be awarded this congressional award.
Who is it? Scott Boyd is one of the congressional workers?
He's the speaker for the Heartland.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he's the Heartland guy. I couldn't be here for Scott.
It was in his place.
Yes. So we'll just put that off, and if he wants to be back on the next month, so he can just come back and read.
Now, is he here? Is he related to you?
He is. He's my husband.
Okay. He said attorney and lawyer.
Next thing we're going to have on the agenda is going to be surplus of the mower. We got the new mower. We need to surplus the...
Kubota.
Yes.
Okay. So we're just putting all the grub deals?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Make a motion that we place the 1995 Kubota mower on gut deals as surplus. What's it worth?
I have no clue.
It needs a motor, so it ain't worth much, I'm sure.
Motor was $6,500 for it, so I mean, it ain't gonna bring a whole lot. When you crank it up, it looks like a mosquito truck. It's smoking that bad.
I got a motion from Mr. Ritchie. Second. Mr. Vaughn? Yes. Miss Grace? Yes. Miss Hart? Yes. Miss Ritchie? Yes. Mayor Crane?
Yes. Next thing we got thing to talk about is going to be deer patch rental from the Cherokee County Highway Department. And I'm going to let Martin talk a little
bit. I tried to get in touch with Corey from the Highway Department all day today and tried a little bit Thursday. I've been taking a few days off. But he said it was going to be roughly $1,700 a day. But now
we're doing it only on Fridays.
Only on Fridays. And it'll go in there and he'll put gravel in the holes and then he'll put a hot tar on top of them. So maybe some of this patching a hole instead of us fixing it, you know, coming right back on us. Should fix some.
We have tried it before. maybe it did last a little bit longer than what we're doing right now, but.
At the time, the deer patch was junk. It wouldn't stay running. I mean, you might have them 2 hours, and then we have to go work on it 8.
So did they process it at 1,700 a day?
1,700, that's a 10-hour shift.
A 10-hour shift.
Yes, they work 10 hours. Yes.
We used that before when Ethel Sprouse was mayor.
We've used it.
And if you've got drainage problems and water running across the road, I don't care what you put in, it's coming out eventually. and it doesn't last much longer than the other stuff.
Yeah.
What in my experience, it didn't.
What happened to that wacky diaper thing? We voted to buy.
We used it on several holes. It only works like if you're on one hole and you have to beat it down, because the thing weighs like 400 or 500 pounds, so you have to pick it up with a tractor and tow. You can't, ain't nothing, you can just go down the whole road. You can only do one hole at a time. It's kind of a slow go process.
So it's good for just something.
Yes, if it's a big hole, yes, if it's a big hole, we could do, you know, put it on it and it would pack it down.
Okay. So we have that. I didn't know we had it.
Yes, we got one.
You know, this is out of my wheelhouse on this.
Well, I think where you spend the $1,700, it's not going to be no different than mine, what we already got, because it's not, in my opinion, that it hasn't lasted longer, but that much longer to make that much of a difference, because for $1,700, we could get a pretty good load of patch.
What is it we're giving us, Jennifer? We talked about it, isn't it?
And it has one of two.
Two scoops is costing us $1,000.
Two scoops, which is one load, which is probably what we're putting on Sulfury and some of these other roads. We put a whole load on them, you're looking at $1,000 every time we even do one road, you know.
Have you ever used that packer on any of those?
I've used it on some, on down on the further end, but you, like I said, if it's got the long where the water's.
No need to do it.
Yeah, where the water's washing out in the ditches, it's that wacky packer's no good, no good. Well, down on Sulfury, there ain't no ditches. That's the problem. That road's been there so many years. And I mean, Jack lives on it. I mean, there's not no ditches. That road, there ain't no fix for that
road. There's no ditches on the other roads up around
the lake. It rained the other day, all the water went in that sewer pipe, the thing there, and it flooded out, and all the sewage comes out, and it runs into the lake right there across the road.
I'm hoping that the guy from the, that's been doing that evaluation on the roads can come back with the frost on that. The ditching and all that stuff.
Yeah, I agree, but what I'm saying, we've got a machine that will dig some of those.
So
ditches.
Do you want to just not?
Common sense is going to run downhill. If we dig out some ditches, we can get rid of some of that.
Do we have somebody to run that machine that cleans out the
ditches? Yes, I run. I mean, it's just, we'll have to, like, when you go down Sulfury, for instance, you got driveways without tiles, so you can only do a ditch.
All the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Especially in my area.
Well, I don't know.
He wouldn't be able to dig across your.
No, I know, but there is some area that is everywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
Like that, we don't have ditches.
You know? I keep bringing up years ago, but years ago, Bob Davis had it where the owner would purchase the tile, the city would put it in, and they'd agree to let us do it. And what's the man right there on the corner of Sulfury? The boat, the dock?
Rick McMullins.
He's already agreed to buy a couple of them. The guy right up the road on the right where that mobile home is, where the sewer thing runs over, has agreed to buy one. We just got to get permission to put it in. And we would need some kind of form
permission. But we'd have to have some drawn up, like a legal thing for them to sign, saying if something come up, it wouldn't be.
I mean, it wouldn't fix everything, but it'd fix a lot of our problems.
Wow, and I agree. Like, there's all tons of roads in town that don't have any ditching at all. I mean, neither side of the road's got ditching.
No one's got ditching. Roll up. We need cleaning out.
Biggest thing is on Sulfury is McMullen's side of the road. Stuff runs off that hill and there's no ditch there, so it comes straight across the road. Nothing ever, starts to stop.
The same five or six roads flood every time because of that, you know what I'm saying? So
mainly where the deer patch would do good is roads like Miss Leith has, you know, a few holes on it. Now, for the ones with ditches, it wouldn't do nothing. Or if you take like 131 or some of the others, it's got, you know, 3 or 4 holes on them, it would do. But if it's not right so far, Jack, you're right, it ain't gonna fix it. Nothing's gonna fix that.
What it did last time, down as well as anything you did, whoever did that work.
What was their budget? Was it, it was their budget.
They put it off there.
Yeah.
It's doing better than anything you did.
We actually dug your tile up. Your tile had broke in the middle on one end too. We made it where it runs on. But as much as it rains.
But we have been blowing out all the tiles and, like trying to keep the dishes where they were running, but we've had so much rain, it's just, you know, everybody's just getting full. When the rain's running off the road and running off of the yards into the ditches, it's still not that other, it doesn't have the rain. So we're just gonna skip this, I guess, stay with the, doing what we're doing for them.
Okay.
The next thing I was gonna talk about was gonna be Liberty Day, and Connie was gonna come and talk about that, and she wasn't able to come, so. Oh, I didn't say you said no there. I was like, okay, he's like, you said you were there.
So, I'm a little late getting started on it, so I started working on the entertainment a couple weeks ago so far. I've got Austin Bishop, he's a local guy, he's pretty good. Jason Cameron, who was here last year. India Ramey, who's from Nashville, and she played at South by Southwest last year. She's agreed to come and worked away, has agreed to come. I have talked to BJ about the blow up things for the kids. I've talked to the Axe people. They're ready to come again this year. An expense that we didn't think about last year that we definitely need this year is we definitely need porta potties. The only bathrooms we had last year were those over there, and that just wasn't enough, so we're going to have to do that. I had the girls in my office today call about the porta potties, and they didn't get quotes, but I asked for 10 porta potties because I kind of thought that would be enough. I have not talked to the car people. I don't remember who did that last year.
Brian Grums.
We need to talk to them. And then I think we need to have more food vendors. I think that last year the fire department, it was a big fundraiser for them, but they were out of food by like 3 o'clock. So I think that the fire department should be able to do their fundraisers. I think we need other food vendors. I'm going to make some more phone calls and get some stuff. I think maybe $20,000 to $25,000 should cover the cost of everything. I'll have definite prices by next month. I just haven't had time. I think the police will have to, I think all the police will probably have to come, and Brody will have to block off the roads. And I'll talk to Sean Rogers and see if we can get the rescue squad to come and block the roads as well, because that was the problem last year. We just didn't have enough people. We don't have enough police officers to do everything that we need to do. So, but I felt like it went really well last year. I would like to see more people come and help. We really did have a good time, but it was a lot. We're going to do the run this year. The money from the run is going to go to kids' Christmas funds. We're going to have a beauty pageant. I think that's going to be on Friday, right?
Yes.
Friday. Yeah. So.
Is that the shop with the cop?
Anybody have any questions? Want to sign up volunteer?
Is it still the Chris Bonnelly
You said it might
have been down front. Still part of that.
Well.
It's still called that.
Well. Yes, that is part of it that we're going to do. He's helped us shop with the hero when we did that, so we're going to do a shop with the hero.
You're going to do t-shirts and stuff like we did last time and all that?
Yeah.
And Coach Hammer said that any trophies, anything that we need, he would drop running. Trophies we'd like for the car show or anything that we have, you know, for process that he has, and his people love to do that.
And then I have Chad Steves also agreed, and I've talked to the CrossFit people that are going to help with the run, and I've talked to the Stowe and the CrossFit team, the Stowe is going to help.
You said Dave. You said Dave was gonna do the
sound system.
Yes. It was like 2,500. She said.
Yeah, he's 2,500. Austin Bishop's 1,000. Chad Steves 500. Andy Rainey's 800. Work the weight is 3,000.
And then, like, so I do think, again, maybe trying to get food trucks, get some food trucks in here to stay all day. That's going to eliminate a lot of people having choices of different food to come back if we can get something here. Because that's a big thing in a lot of festivals is food trucks.
I was going to call the people from Yellow Creek and see if they wanted to come. And then I had the girls in my office today. They called a couple places.
Rollins got about 7 or 8 different ones there to come. So then we will definitely help with that. So if you, I guess next month, just bring, you know, maybe if you get like the, you know, more in, like the figures better, we'll do that.
I thought it was really good last year, Con. Thank you.
And then, so I guess.
We had a good group last year.
I hope
everybody comes and helps this year.
So, Jackie, do you have a word that we're skipping out on the...
Yeah, I don't need anything out on schools.
And then, this is something Jack brought up like a couple of meetings ago, and Mr. Bill was talking about it, like, and we didn't make any action.
Yeah, what we want to do is give a pay raise to our volunteer firefighters. And Mr. Warren and I had a meeting with them once, and they have met, and they are currently doing training. That's required to be actually be the volunteer firefighter. In May, they're going to start a course in hazmat. Start a course in hazmat, hopefully finish it in May. And that's the first section. But what we've talked to firefighters and what I'd like to do, and some of them are already doing this, if they get 8 hours training per month, give them $25 per call. Instead of the 10, they'll be working to getting a certified firefighter. If they don't do the 8 hours, they get $10. They need to maintain that 8 hours a month, and they seem to think they will. Been a lot of.
Well, we know who actually goes to calls.
Do I know?
We know who actually goes to the
they
calls.
Keep up.
Yeah, once they go on the calls.
I
think they've actually been pretty excited about it. Isn't there a lot of them taking it already, Mark?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
You know who's completed how many hours?
I don't have a clue, Jack.
I know. At least from what I've been told.
Is this for going out to like, is this for training, or is this if they're just going to train?
And I really think about giving them $25 if they sit there for 4 hours of training. And it benefits the town. We should be paying them.
So their trainings are 4 hours at a time? Or four nights? Is it four different trainings?
4 hours, it's going to be 4 hours a night, 2 days a week, is what the hazmat was going to be.
For how long? A month?
I'm not sure exactly how long.
Do you have any hours it
takes to live?
40 hours.
Yeah. And we get that certification.
Just the Hazwalker course.
It'd be, okay, take that one for example. 40 hours, about yeah. Four would be.
Yeah. All month.
Yeah. And pay $250 for it. But if we get 4, 5, or 6. Certified for that, I think it'd be.
So you give them the 25 as they're doing the classes, or you want, or we're going to give them as they graduate the class? Is that what you're
saying? I'm going to give them $25 for sitting there for 4 hours.
Every time I did the 4 hours, give $25.
I mean, they're taking their
I get it. But what about like going out on recs? Are we going to treat that as like a college out for the $25? But I mean, I feel like this, some of these firefighters go out and stay for hours and hours.
Yeah, that was the thing.
$10.
If they go out on a wreck, they liable to be there 2 hours and they might be there 6 hours.
I don't know.
So.
Someone too.
To balance out, I still think it ought to be the 25. As long as they're maintaining their training, that would be a requirement for it. And you're gonna find out who really wants to be on there. I mean, I know right now there's, let me show up for a meeting, 6 or 7. See you, baby. I guess we've got a lot more radios than that out there, don't we?
I'm sure.
Probably never used.
14.
Yeah. So anyway.
So on the training, just kind of going back to your police report, can you add that to your police report, the training, since they're doing it for the fire department?
Yes, ma'am.
Just who, which officers trained and why?
Yes, ma'am.
Since we're gonna do that for the fire department, I think that'd be good of them in that report too.
Stephen's on here, who's?
Mark's on the fire.
No, there's some, the assistant chief's back here, Josh, I think, sir. So yeah, I'm guessing y'all, instead of y'all doing like y'all right now, y'all doing a report every 3 months, you're probably gonna have to go to a monthly report, and that way we can keep up with it, because it'd be easier for her to cut a check per month versus y'all getting one every 3 months for that. Just tell Stephen
to go back to
doing the monthly, and I know that sometimes I didn't have a lot, but if y'all were doing trainings, you will have more stuff to add to it, so that's fine. I don't know. I'm good with that.
I'm going to make a motion we give our volunteer firefighters, if they maintain an 8-hour classes per month, $25 per call.
And
$25 for every 4-hour training session.
Okay. So you gonna make it all in one motion, is that what you're doing?
Is that all one motion?
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, they still maintain the $10.
Yeah. They gotta maintain the 8-hour.
Yeah. So if they're on training, they will still receive their $10 for the call.
But after they do these 40 hours for this, hazmat, we'll go to another kind of training after that, right? Because we're going to keep
firefighter
kind of training.
Well, they still have 160 hours to go after this.
Okay. That's what I thought.
The certification for volunteer
firefighters. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, that's what I'm talking.
And they have to go 70 hours to keep the certification too, don't they? For a year or something, don't they have to
have it? No, it's not that much.
It's permanent.
Not 70 hours.
No, I'm saying, don't they have to maintain some kind of...
Well, yes, they do.
They have to go to something every year.
They have to
have
a CDU,
yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Hart?
Yes.
Ms. Ritchie?
Yes.
Mayor Crane?
Yes.
Did the building inspector turn report in? Not necessarily this time, but... I'm going to keep asking till it went. Is he still not around, or what's he doing? I think y'all were going to try to get him to do a report.
I did ask him to do
because he just refuses to do it.
I did talk to him about doing a report, bringing it up here. So I asked him to come to the meeting.
Year.
I did ask him to come to the meeting.
2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I did advertise to hire somebody. I didn't have any, nobody applied. We did advertise it.
That's strange.
So. We're not requiring them to come to a meeting to give a report.
Yeah, I'll next month, I'll make a mandatory.
Still asking.
I'll make a mandatory. I'll send him out.
I'll make a motion to get to a meeting.
Does the meeting officially adjourn?
How do we get a community meeting?
What's our process?
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're going to step across the street to the park. I would like to hear the rest of the story. You're welcome to join us since we're not allowed to speak in our own city council.
And I'm going to tell you, for 25 years, I've come to the meetings and the workshops, and I've always been able to speak at the workshops.
We're going to step out of meetings tomorrow. We're going to step across the street to the public park, Jack. Where that way is it?
This right.
Officer, you're not there for crowd control. Would you join us, please?
That's right.